理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 2 Of all the ridiculous expressions people use, and people use a great many ridiculous expressions, one of the most ridiculous is, no news is good news. No news is good news simply means that if you don't hear from someone, everything is probably fine. And you can see at once why this expression makes such little sense, because everything being fine is only one of many, many reasons why someone may not contact you. Perhaps they are tied up. Maybe they are surrounded by fierce weasels, or perhaps they are wedged tightly between two refrigerators and cannot get themselves out. The expression might well be changed to, no news is bad news, except that people may not be able to contact you because they have just been crowned king or are competing in a gymnastics tournament. The point is that there is no way to know why someone has not contacted you until they contact you and explain themselves. For this reason, the sensible expression would be, no news is no news. Except that it is so obvious it is hardly an expression at all. Obvious or not, however, it is the proper way to describe what happened to the Baudelaires after they sent the desperate telegram to Mr. Poe. Violet, Klaus, and Sunny sat and stared at the telegram device for hours, waiting for some sign of the banker's reply. As the hour grew later and later, they took turns dozing against the merchandise of the Last Chance General Store, hoping for any response from the man who was in charge of the orphans' affairs. And as the first few rays of dawn shone through the window, illuminating all of the price tags in the store, the only news the children had received was that the shopkeeper had made some fresh cranberry muffins.
"I've made some fresh cranberry muffins," the shopkeeper said,
peeking around a tower of flour sifters. He was wearing at least two potholders on each hand, and was carrying the muffins on a stack of different coloured trays.
"Normally I would put them up for sale, between the phonograph records and the garden rakes, but I hate to think of you three children going without breakfast when there are vicious murderers on the loose, so have some for yourself free of charge."
"That's very kind of you," Violet said, as she and her siblings each took a muffin from the shopkeeper's top tray. The Baudelaires, who had not eaten since they left the village, soon made short work, a phrase which here means ate every warm, sweet crumb of the pastries.
"Goodness, you're hungry," the shopkeeper said. "Did everything go all right with the telegram? Have you received a reply?"
"Not yet," Klaus said.
"Well, don't worry your tiny heads about it," the shopkeeper replied. "Remember, no news is good news."
"No news is good news,"
called out a voice from somewhere in the store. "I have some news for you, Milt, all about those murderers." "Lo," the shopkeeper called in delight, and then turned to the children. "Excuse me, please," he said. "Lou's here with the Daily Punctilio."